scandalous times. There's a fresh new conspiracy making rounds waiting to be covered by me. I know, this is a true crime podcast, so what is a conspiracy theory doing here? Know this, a butterfly will becoming a butterfly only after its caterpillar phase. Likely, a crime is a full established and proven conspiracy. So, I'm not waiting for this conspiracy to become a crime. Let's cover it now on Crime with Kay. Today, we are going to be talking about one of the biggest conspiracies that is making rounds, and it involves big heads. So strap yourself, be prepared, because what you're about to hear is absolutely shocking. So I'm gonna get right into it. Wayfair. It is like a really popular e-commerce website in USA for furniture sales. So it's not surprising that people caught on to this right away because it was on their website right there below our noses. So there's this conspiracy thread on Reddit. It first came up on conspiracy subreddit before taking a life of its own on other social media websites like Facebook, Twitter and TikTok. So I believe that this is where it all started. So this girl named Princess Peach on Reddit, by the way, it's not her full name. She was on Wayfair and she came across two storage cabinets. Both of them looked exactly the same, exact same picture, but one of them was priced around $40 or something like that, which was like an average price for a cabinet. And the other one was priced at a huge price, like $10,000+. Like, so why was this cabinet so expensive? Was it gonna take us to Narnia? Likely not. So she looked into it and she started reading the name of the cabinet compared to the other one. Boom. She realized quickly that the beginning of the name of the cabinet had an actual name in front of it, like actual human name. And that was the only difference. So she went on to look up for this name out of curiosity, and it came up with a missing child. It's not like their name was John or Katie, Bill or something like that. It wasn't something common. It's a very different, a very specific name, and it happens to be a missing person also. So that's where this whole conspiracy started. That's where this thread was taken seriously by people. Okay, so when I went on Wayfair, looked at this one particular pillow, just like a regular ass pillow of the same name, and the cost was like, normal pillows would cost you around like $46.99 or something like that. But this particular pillow costed tens and thousands of dollars. Now, if they weren't trafficking something that was illegal, why was the price of a pillow for a name called Veronica costing $10,000? Period. So, went on, looked up another name, just say like Sarah. Now, Sarah's gonna cost you $10,000 too. So is Ashley. The same price for $10,000, and no, there was no glitch in the system. Right, that's good. Now, I'm gonna bring up this cabinet that was much in news. Okay, so this cabinet named Samaya 5 Shelf Storage Cabinet by WFX Utility was priced at $12,899. Now, this is a regular plain cabinet, apart from the fact that the picture looks cropped out with the all white background, which for the fact is left out unexplained. Now, anyone can see that this cabinet is not worth $12,000 no matter what it is made of. It's definitely not. No way. So whatever or whosoever first found this cabinet, they looked up the name Samaya, and what came up is a missing girl from Columbus, Ohio, a 17-year-old Samaya Moomin. She was last seen on April 30th, 2019. So maybe it's a coincidence. I mean, I honestly doubt it, but if it is a coincidence, then why did someone find another cabinet on Wayfair named Yaridza, a storage cabinet by WFX Utility, the same exact cabinet as the other one? This one's priced at $13,799 and it's on sale too. just like the previous one. As before, it was $15,975. So again, they looked up the name, and you know what comes up? Yuritsa Castro, a girl, she was missing on June 10th, 2020. Now, these are two underage girls who went missing within past 2 years. That's not even all. People found here another cabinet named Kyla 5 shelf storage cabinet by WFX Utility priced at $12,999. And boom, there was a missing child named Kyla Coleman from Cleveland, Ohio on January 25th of this year. Mind blown. Not yet. Another one, Annabelle. 5 shelf storage cabinet priced at $10,899. You look up on missingkids.org and what comes up is that Annabelle Wilson, missing since May 13, 2020. How insane is that? And the strangest thing is that it's Wayfair. It's not like Amazon or eBay where random people could sell random things. This is a company and they put these on their website for sale. There's actually way more than that, as there were several other utility items with same pattern of crazy human names to household objects with even crazier prices. So as people started looking up the SKU code of these cabinets onto Google, pictures of young girls pop up. So upon people being extremely concerned about this, they did more research and people found similar scenarios on Amazon, Etsy, and the weirdest part of all of this is that each different item or object being sold only had one in their stock. I mean, there's shower curtains being sold with kids' name on them, priced at like 10 grand, and then you look it up, the name happens to be a missing kid. And that's not all, there's another one that I want to share. You know, that thing that really blew my mind. There was this video posted by a woman. I'm not gonna reveal what her Instagram name is for privacy concerns. So she goes on this Wayfair website and she finds this couch for $14,599. So as she looks through, there's only 3 pictures of this hugely costing $15,000 couch. And there's only one in stock, just like the other objects. But this lady goes one step ahead and tries to buy it. While she tries to enter her credit card information and everything else, she sees that there was default information. And the name is Precious Harris. Her name was not Precious Harris. So she's confused. So what do you do when you're confused? Just Google it. As she goes and looks it up on the internet, and what do you know? Precious Harris went missing on April 30th of this year in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I believe it was like a couple of days ago people were researching this ongoing crazy things that is happening with Wayfair. You know, there were like so many different objects and names with them, and the weird prices were also pulling people's attention. It was just like freaking insane. It made news and everything. And then Wayfair deletes all these overpriced objects off their website, and then they go on to say, we have nothing to do with human trafficking, blah blah blah, you know, like how an accused would say when they are pointed out at. But why did they remove these objects, and why were there in the first place with those weird names? Don't know. So the question is that a lot of people are asking is, why didn't they use dark web, just like all of the elites? Like, why would they make it seem so obvious? Were they really that stupid about it and they wanted more sales because a lot of people can't access the dark web, because it's difficult to access dark web? Is it so that they wanted to find more sellers for kids and have it accessible to different types of people? Maybe that's what I think, but who knows. But how could I end the story without mentioning these names? The Clintons, who are known to have association with Wayfair apparently. I heard this. I'm not sure of this rumor. They have been caught in a lot of different scandals with human trafficking. So that wouldn't surprise me if they had something to do with this whole Wayfair thing. So what is the truth? Is Wayfair really linked to human sex trafficking? Are Wayfair people really packing children in cabinets and sofas and trying to sell it for elite people or something like that? I mean, that's what TikTok, Facebook and Twitter and some YouTube, conspiracy theorists are also talking about. So let's dive into what is the exact truth. Upright, I can call this as a conspiracy theory as it is, as the broad picture is way more convincing. As my research shows that it's not as sinister as it seemed. Sad. As far as for the first part of this Ohio teenager Samia Moomin who was missing, she wasn't missing after all. So here is me presenting Samaya.
Yeah, that's weird as fuck. And I was never even missing to begin with. That's the whole, like, what your son retorted. Never went missing. And y'all wanna say, but why are you mad? Because when I really go missing, what the fuck is y'all gonna do? The fuck is you talking about? What are you gonna do when I really go missing?
So that was Samaya for you. So the claim related to the storage cabinet is false and she wasn't missing. And the post related to this particular person being missing was removed. And it wasn't the only one, as another names are related to the search, such as Mary Durrell, a 16-year-old girl who was missing, was also found on the same month. So my research also shows that most of them can easily be provably false. But what about the names, you may ask? As none of the names are typical product names, right? But it is common in the world of Wayfair, and the names like Duplicis and has like an N number of results and household articles, and it did not change recently, as I have verified that with the same as in archive pages of Wayfair. So yeah, these names were there way before the kids went missing, or even way after they were found. Okay, so this is the crazy. When we look into the deeper of Wayfair naming methods, I found that they name it that way. For example, my first name Kavya, it's a typical Indian name to be named for US products, right? Wrong. But in Wayfair, there's ton of products with my name, and similarly, missing persons list also come up. Like it's common you to find missing persons names or some typical missing person cases which are not removed or which are not updated in the archives. But yeah, one mystery remains unsolved, or rather makes me angry, that products with my name has no crazy price tags. I mean, they were like just normal prices. There was like lampshades for normal prices, there were sofas for normal prices, just like $1,000 and etc. But for real, it may seem weird to see personal names for a household product, but connecting it to human trafficking is way out there. But for the big question, why did this particular pillows and cabinets cost a bomb price, is still not clear, as the company gave statement of the products priced incorrectly. Without a proper explanation, more claims may pop up. Or I may go missing. What if searching for a particular name will later have consequences of me turning out to be missing? Have a lookout for me and my uploads. Now, as I did search my name on Wayfair site, I'm seriously afraid for my life. Now, wrapping up this human or child trafficking is like not a joke. Okay, this topic is not a joke. This might be a false news, but these crimes are real. So if you guys know anything else, or if you notice anything else, or like, you know, find something very fishy or something, then please do report it on hotline. The number is 1-888-373-7888. I'm repeating it again, 1-888-373-7888. So stay home, stay safe, and more importantly, stay away from popping up on my podcast as next episode.